It's time once again for our monthly catch-up with the CNIB in Canada. Each month we chat with our international colleagues to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the world of visual impairments, and John Rafferty is their chief exec. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Alan. I love my time on Insight Radio.
We've spoken in the past, John, about here in the UK, we have the Equalities Act, which used to be the Disability Discrimination Act. But there was always perhaps lacking somewhat some legislation in Canada, but things are changing.
Yes, indeed. And it's really a momentous time for us here to get this federal legislation on the books. We've always had the charter in Canada has things embedded in it, but wanting to get more specific legislation that govern all federal businesses and federally regulated areas across the country. So the Canada Disabilities Act bill has been passed unanimously. It's just going to go through royal assent in the coming weeks. And there's also a really strong commitment around the way that bill is going to be put into force through the appropriate legislations with funding to support that process as well. So a very exciting time. I think something that our forefathers could only have imagined 100 years or so ago, that we would be at this point in time now.
So this will be Canada-wide legislation. What in the past have people had to rely on before that?
So they've relied on the very broad Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which calls things out, but the processes to be able to get to your rights, the tribunal process, the ability and the regulations that industries that are federally regulated had to follow were not as specifically called out. Now we've got specific legislation that will call out regulations that govern banking, that govern voting, that govern transportation, that govern procurement for governments and federally funded organizations. And I think that while it's maybe the least sexy part of this legislation, if all governments insisted that everything they procured was accessible, usable, and that was the process, then we would find that all businesses would have accessible products available. The governments around the world are, in most countries, the largest purchaser and acquirer of everything. And mandating accessibility in that process is going to raise the bar of all products and services that we have in the country.
Absolutely. Some great news, John. So have organisations like CNIB been involved in its creation or development and even looking to the future changes as well?
Yeah, we're very proud to have been a part of it. I think that the government took the messaging early on when they put this mandate in place, that the mantra of nothing about us without us from the disability community, and the minister who herself has vision loss and has had since she was born, that has driven this legislation of ensuring that the communities were listened to and that opinions from all disability areas were a part of the process. When you're dealing with legislation that is there for children with disabilities and seniors with disabilities and all disabilities, is so broad in its nature that the bill itself is quite generic in certain areas, but with, we think, quite a lot of strength. And the regulations now are going to allow us to really put this into force. So it was a monumental task that the minister took on, and we were proud to be a part of it.
Legislation can make a huge difference. That's probably what you may look at as the stick approach. But in terms of the carrot approach, does that mean that organisations like CNIB can then really put themselves out there and say, you know, let's make your service or your products more accessible. We want to remind you about this, but we want to work with you as well.
Absolutely. And we need to play a role in encouraging, in educating, in some cases being a supplier in the process of providing products and services. Nobody in the public sector or private sector wakes up in the morning and decides, how am I going to make today less accessible for someone? The barriers that persons with disabilities face, and specifically Canadians who are blind or partially sighted, many of them, you know, they're out of a lack of thinking, not out of an intention to create barriers. So if this raises the bar of knowledge and forethought, and in some cases with a stick that says you must, but we can now, that the stick is there, approach people with a, this is how we can help. And I think to your point, society gets more sustainable motivation around this if they're doing it for great positive reasons as opposed to just because they have to. In Canada, recent government data is there's 1.5 million Canadians with sight loss. There's over 3.5 million Canadians that live with a disability. That's a big marketplace. That's on the political side, that's a lot of voters. On the commercial side, that's a lot of customers. And differentiating yourself in that market space is something that we encourage people to do. And this legislation says if you want to sell to the federal government, you're now going to have to do that. But we want to encourage people why it's good commercial practice to do it anyway.
Okay, let's move on then to our next topic, John. We will follow the development of this, of course. We've talked a lot, you know, it's a global issue about employment, getting blind and partially sighted people into jobs, those who are of working age, they've got the skills, the ability, the desire, but not often as easy to get into employment as many may think. And self-employment is a good way of getting yourself into business, into employment, making money, providing for yourself, improving your future.
We know that the world of work is changing around us, and gig-based, self-employment-based work is more and more common around the world. And we've been working and have just launched in the App Store a fully accessible app called CNIB Venture Zone. It's a game to play this game where they're creating a business, picking a product that they're going to sell, doing their branding. It takes them through the things you need to do to run a small business, to buy product, to do a campaign, to sell product, to get a bigger space. And competitively, you want to grow your business, and there's a leaderboard, and it's got elements of tutorial, it's got elements of fun, of competition. But the idea of if you've got a great product that you like to make yourself, or you've got an idea or a concept, to go from that concept to I'm actually going to do this, we hope that this game will give people a trial run when it's monopoly money, so to speak, and it's fun. But it provides people with that thinking around entrepreneurship.
So where people coming to you saying, we'd like to start our own business, we're not really sure what to do, how can you help us?
Yes, indeed. And we have leads, program leads in the area of entrepreneurship. They have kind of meet and greets with people in the community, in community offices across the country, talking about self-employment and starting a business. This business came as one of the things that we're giving to people now as a tool that goes alongside us providing other tools to individuals to help them kind of bridge the gap of confidence to say, I'm going to give this a go. And we believe that there is a significant opportunity. And traditional employment is great for many, many people. But entrepreneurship is also a real opportunity in today's e-commerce world. And we're doing everything to encourage it.
It's not often we get to mix legislation and entrepreneurship and games for apps in the one feature.
You know, it is the way of the future. You know, we're trying to use this amazing technology that exists to provide people with tools, skills, a way to learn. And what's really important for everyone in any employment field to have fun while you're doing it, I think, Alan.
Absolutely. John, we're almost out of time. So as always, if people would like more information about CNIB, about your services, or perhaps even the entrepreneur app, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is always a great resource, which is cnib.ca. The app is CNIB Venture Zone. It's in the App Store. And of course, you can be one of our friends on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter.
John, pleasure speaking with you. We'll catch up again next month. In the meantime, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan.